Welcome to Delta Delights, brought to you by the Delta Health Foundation in Kannapolis, North Carolina. As part of our 10-minute series, today we'll be doing a floor practice to rejuvenate and awaken the mind, body, and spirit. So to begin, we'll simply come to a sitting pose, cross-legged. We're going to wiggle around a little bit as we root downward through our sitting bones, making sure that the pelvis is nice and square and that we can elongate upwards through the spine, through the crown of the head, as we root downward through those sitting bones. So find that good tall posture. Rest our hands on our knees. We'll just take a breath or two here, closing our eyes as we just try to find a little bit of mental stillness. Let's take a deep full inhale. And here on the exhale, I'm going to tell you to just sigh it out as loudly as you want it to be. Again, nice, full, deep inhale. And sigh out that exhale. Release any tension, any anxieties. Good. We're going to bring our chin downward toward the chest as we lengthen through the back of the neck. Remain with that steady breath. All right, we're going to do a half neck rotation. Just slowly roll the head over towards the right shoulder, right ear towards the right shoulder, left ear to the sky. All right, chin back to chest. We're going to do that same thing, that half neck rotation on the other side. This time, right ear reaches to the sky. All right, and bring the chin to the chest. Let's bring our head up, chin level, and just start with some breathing flows here. We're going to bring our hands to the sides of the body, palms outwards and upward as we circle the hands wide, reaching up skyward, palms meeting overhead. Inhale, and then exhale, hands to heart center. So again, inhale, reaching out and up. Really feel that extension through your upper body. And exhale, hands to heart. Once more, inhaling, swinging the arms wide, feeling that extension through your fingertips. And exhale, hands to heart. Let's take a nice spinal twist here. We're going to bring that right hand to the back of us, just at the center back. Elongate through that spine as we inhale, nice and tall. And exhale, we're going to go on around, just deepening into our twist. Maybe bring that left hand to your right knee to offer a little bit of assistance, but we're not going to force our way into our twist. Just find what's happy and good for your back, for your spine today. Once we're here, we're going to, again, maintain that length of the spine, but feel a bit of softness in the sides of the body, a soft edge to your breath. And just be in the moment. Be, flow with the breath. Just feeling gratitude for this moment. Feeling contentment in the moment. All right, one last inhale. And exhale, we're going to come back around to the front. And let's do the same on the other side. Left hand to the back of us. Inhale, nice and long through our spine. As we exhale, let's deepen into our twist as we twist around towards our left. Maybe take the head and look behind us a little bit. Just find your comfortable range of motion as far as your neck position. And continue that soft breathing. Still very deep, very mindful breath. All right, inhaling one last time. And exhale, come back around to center. We're going to go ahead and move onto our hands and our knees. Wrist under shoulders, knees under the hips, finding a long spine, long straight spine. And let's do some cat-cow. So as we inhale, we're going to radiate the heart forward, tailbone lifting for our cow pose. And as we exhale, chin tucks to chest as the tailbone tucks under as well, broadening through the back and the shoulders. Again, inhaling forward with the heart to cow pose. Little bit of a saddleback, not exaggerated. And exhale as we find that cat pose. So just continue to flow from one to the next. And letting our body be our guide, but also not concentrating so much on the arriving at each pose, but also that transition as you move from one to the next. Feel that transition, how that spine ripples and rolls, how we're releasing tension in that movement. One last inhale to cow. Exhale to cat. And from here, we'll release into a neutral spine. From here, coming into a spinal balance flow. So we're going to extend that right foot to keep it on the gentle side. Both hands can remain to the floor. But if you'd like a little more intensity, you can extend that left hand forward. So right foot, left hand forward. And we're going to press to that heel. So flex that back foot and reach, extend through the left fingertips. We're going to inhale here. Exhale, release. On your next inhale, left foot, right hand extends, or both hands can stay to the floor and you can do only the leg. Exhale, release. Continue finding your extension, spine long, belly brought in towards the spine, kind of bringing it in, activating the core, and then exhale. So just continue in your flow, and you'll start to feel your body heat up a little bit as you just flow with your breath. And really, the focus here is just that flow, just feeling that extension through your heel as you lift that foot, extending through the heel back, just like you're going to sort of stomp that back wall, and then extending through the fingertip, all the while feeling that length of the spine. So several things going on, but let your awareness sort of travel to each point, feeling the muscles as they engage, feeling the sensations of lengthening through the body, feeling the back muscles working, the core muscles working. So we'll do one last one on each side, finding your extension and releasing. Do the other side, extend and release. All right, so from here, we're going to take it to a child's pose. So sinking the hips back to the heels. If you'd like, you can take the knees wide. It just sort of opens the heart towards the floor a little bit more. I personally find it more comfortable in that position, more relaxing for the neck. So hands will remain extended forward. And just feeling that grounding, hips to heels. Let's take a nice side stretch. Those are always invigorating as well. So we're just going to walk our hands off to the left side. Just channeling the breath into that right side body. Breathing. So we're compressing into the left side, expanding that right side, feeling that sensation in each of the side body. One last inhale. And exhale. All right, walk those hands through center. We'll find the same on the other side. So now we're reaching off to the right of us. This time, right side is compressed, left side is expanded. So feel that side body with breath as we stretch it out, finding openness, finding flexibility. So again, realizing that a nice open side body allows for deeper breaths, allows for more efficient lung function as the diaphragm has room to drop, the lungs have room to expand. So it's always nice to make sure those side bodies are good and open. So we'll take one last breath here. All right, and come back to center. We're just going to simply walk those hands in, finding our way back to our cross leg pose that we started our practice with this morning. Taking a moment to get comfortable. All right. And one last little flow with our breath. So hands down to the sides of the body. Let's inhale. Bring those hands wide and high, palms meeting overhead. And exhale, sink those hands together at heart center. Let's do that one more time. Inhaling, let the arms circle as we reach up, extending tall. And let's exhale, hands to heart, and namaste.